When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Radio 690 ADV. I'm Joe, your host. Thank you for stopping in and sorry for such a delay. I don't apologize for my personal life and the things that go on, but these things right here, I've said it once, I've said it a million times. It doesn't pay anything. I don't have sponsorships. I don't have all these so-called money filters coming in and all that type of stuff. That's not a reality. That's not real. Whether you believe that or not, I do not care. But anyway, thanks for stopping into the podcast. Like I said, I'm Joe, the Radio 690 ADV. I kind of feel really good. I've had a little time off. I've had a little time off from the YouTube channel. If you haven't checked out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690ADV. You can go on there and click the subscribe button. We have tons and tons of videos. We have right at about 500 of them. We have 100 and something podcasts and stuff. Yeah, we'd love to have you aboard. And don't forget, you can also hit me up at 690ADV@gmail.com anytime. Whenever you're feeling it, if you want to ask any questions about anything that is on your mind. Today on the podcast, today we're going to talk about, social media a little bit and motorcycles. And kind of maybe fill in a lot of the new riders and stuff like that to make sure that you're not truly going down the wrong rabbit hole. As I like to say, a lot of that is a huge rabbit hole on social media. New motorcycles for new riders. What are really good for new riders to go out and get, especially in the adventure motorcycle side? What would be probably a really good new rider adventure bike to get out there? And I don't want to talk about the giant ones because they're so big and they're so heavy and big and bulky. And since you're potentially a new rider, it will help you out maybe. And not only that, these bikes that we're going to throw out there, you're not going to break the bank on them. They are pretty much proven. They're really fantastic and they're not super expensive and they're super fun to ride. And just about anybody can own one, and some of them have been out long enough that you can usually pick them up used for next to nothing. But like I said, let's get into this a little bit today, and let's first start off with social media. And I mainly want to start off with the worst of all social media, as I like to call it, the black hole, the black hole of the social media. And that is Facebook. Facebook is, it has a purpose and it has a place, especially for new riders and motorcycle riders in general, to basically try to go and get information, because it's like the go-to, you know, for people to go and try to get information. It's just like going and everybody says, just go Google it, you know? So Facebook's becoming that way too. And there's so many different forums and there's so many different, you know, rooms, and there's so many different channels. And I mean, there's literally, you can pretty much find a group based on whatever you're looking for. And in those groups, there are really, really great guys and girls that are knowledgeable, and you can pick their brains a little bit and get some really good information. But the one thing that you have to be careful of is the people that are basically not real. They're fake. And I know a lot of people know that this to be true, but the problem that we have is that with social media, and basically I call it the man behind the curtain or the Wizard of Oz, is because anybody can be anything. Because if you're asking anything and you're putting it out there and you're trying to get information, you get all of these guys. You have guys that literally have Google at their fingertips, and it's so, so easy to go in and kind of fake your credibility, as I would want to say, to basically, you know, make yourself something that you're truly not, which in my world, I don't know everything, but I know a ton about motorcycles, and I know a lot about dual sporting, and I know a lot about adventure riding, and I know a lot about traveling. I know a lot about gear, camping off motorcycles. I know all that stuff. But do I know everything? Of course I don't. And I don't plan, and I don't even want you to even think that I know everything about it. But I know a bunch. Make no mistake about that. I know a lot about it. But my thing is you get all these guys that will just do a little quick Google search or something like that. And in all reality, they're not even real. So the biggest thing is be real, real careful on your social media. When you're going out and trying to pull information or try to get information and, you know, to maybe better what you have or to get recommendations and things like that. I'm just saying be real careful. And there's a ton of great guys out there that will do a great job, and they will help you out, and they will do all the fantastic things. And there's so many great riders out there. But make no mistake, you know, there is a lot of trolls, a lot of little fakies that are out there. And my biggest thing is, you know, go to the sources that you can actually find. Go to the people that are actually, you know, actually really truly posting things that you actually can kind of see who they are. You can see what they're doing, and maybe hit them up, you know, on a private message or something like that, because most of these guys are super cool and they're going to help you out. You can always hit me up. I'm pretty easy to find, even on Facebook. You can also find me on the email, it's 690ADB@gmail.com. You can also find me on YouTube as well. And YouTube is the next social media that you've got to be a little bit careful of, because of some of the guys that are out there. I get so many trolls that sit there and tell me that I'm wrong, and then I got all this bad information, and I got all these things, and the @gat, you know, and all these just little piddly things. And but yet when you go and try to find these guys and research them and find out what they actually have, you know, they have nothing on there. They have no channel. They have no nothing. You know, here's my deal. If you're going to run your mouth about motorcycles and things like that, at least when you have a handle on YouTube, at least have a couple of saved motorcycle videos on your, you know, on your saved list, so that, you know, at least I can kind of believe that you're into motorcycles, because it's really, really hard to buy into guys that actually have nothing to back anything up. And most of these guys, with the way that they run their mouth half the time, basically they would never say that out in public, because they would get beat down so quick, so fast, so hard. You don't, here's the deal. Just, you know, if you don't know, just keep your mouth shut. It's really not a big deal, you know, and it's okay. You don't need to know everything. But YouTube is a really good, I think it's a better source than Facebook. Facebook is so fake. It's so blown up. It's so construed. It's just, you know, I have a real hard time even using it, to be honest with you, because it is just, the thing is I know a lot of people that are out there, and I know a lot of riders. I know a lot of things, and I know some of those guys, you know, they don't mean to put things out there, but I know some of the information is false, and it's not a bad thing. But my thing is just, you know, when you know things like this, it's really, really hard, because if you know that it's happening in your circle, you know, it's just mainstream, and it's everywhere. And we all know it, because it's fake media. It's fake, you know, believe only about, I don't know. I would say, you know, only believe about maybe 30% of what you read on Facebook, you know. But the kicker is for new writers and stuff like that, I feel bad for them, because it's so easy to be misled and be pointed down the wrong hole, you know, the wrong rabbit hole and not really get the true information that you're really looking for. So just be real, real careful. My thing is, you know, try to find out information about certain writers and certain things, like when you see them on the groups and the chats and all that type of stuff, and try to get more information on them. And that way, maybe you can PM these guys and really get behind the scenes to really get the information you want. Or better yet, just find some local groups, some local rides, where guys ride locally, and, you know, pick those guys' brains and actually maybe meet up with them somewhere, like at a dealership or cycle gear or something like that, or maybe like a moto get together or something like that, you know, have a beer or two if you're old enough to do that type of stuff, and pick their brain, you know. It's okay to be a new rider. It really is. It's totally okay, and it's so cool. The nice thing is there's a group that I follow on Facebook, which is New Motorcycle Riders, and you see all these people going out and posting pictures of them getting their endorsements, which is really awesome and fantastic, because these are pictures of those people, of them actually on their motorcycles, you know, getting their endorsement, which is really cool. And most of them are girls, and I think that's super, super fantastic, because I think it's awesome the more women we have on the road, because I just think it's great, because, you know, there's nothing better than hanging out with, you know, just because we're guys, that doesn't mean we can't hang out with girls. Riding bikes is not a guy thing. I hate to break the news to everybody, but it's not, you know, it's for women too. Get a sip of water. But that's the thing, is that group right there with new riders. But even inside of that group, you can sniff out the bad. It's there. It's everywhere. It's not just, you know, there's no one perfect one group. I'm also part of another group. Actually, I'm part of many groups, believe it or not. You know, I'm part of Dual Sport Global. I helped get that started. I did the design for the logo and all things like that. You know, I got a lot of buddies in there, and there's a lot of really cool guys in there. But that whole group was trying to weed out all of the, you know, the kind of trolley guys and the fake guys and guys that don't ride. You know, there's another group, Nebraska Dual Sport Riders, Chip Monahan up there. You've probably heard him on my podcast. You know, super awesome, great guy, you know, and he's a rider. Him and all of his guys in his group are the real deal. They ride, man, all the time. And I wish that I lived a little closer to him so that I could be, you know, part of his group and stuff like that, and go ride with him more often, because he would push me to go ride more, which it's very, very hard. When you run your own company, it's super, super hard to break away from everything. You know, it's, you know, especially in today's world, you know, with everything that's going on with COVID and businesses that are folding and things like that. You know, I'm very fortunate. I'm very happy. Knock on wood, concrete, steel, whatever you want to. I'm very fortunate, even though I get frustrated and I know I've missed a lot of podcasts. It doesn't change the fact that I'm very lucky and I'm very fortunate that my company is thriving through this mess, because there's a lot of people that are still having a pretty hard time at the moment, you know, with everything that's going on. So, but back to Nebraska Dual Sport Riders, you can't even be part of that group unless you pretty much know these guys, and you have to, I think you almost have to meet up with them, and you gotta be a guy that rides, and you can't be one of those, you know, just talkers. They don't roll like that. And I like that. I think it's awesome. And I think more channels should be like that. And I commend Chip and all of the guys at Nebraska Dual Sport Riders, because those guys are the real deal. They really do get out and ride. They make it happen. You know, they do big group rides, you know, with dual sporting and adventure riding. You know, they do it all, man. They just did a trip up to South Dakota not too long ago, and Chip and all of his boys. I mean, it was it's fantastic. I like to kind of live through them a little bit. Now, when I get to go out and I get to dual sport, now I do it up. Make no mistake about it. You know, I get in it. I get thick in it. I make it happen. You know, I like the technical stuff. I like to get in it. I like to prove to myself that I can, you know, even though I'm still 50 years old, that I can still do this stuff and I can still hang with some of those younger guys. Now, granted, am I the greatest rider? No, I'm not. But make no mistake about it, I can handle my own. But social media, for all you new riders, if you're listening in on this, you know, And you're blowing some time away, just kind of listening on the old 690, listening to Joe just jibber jabber chat. You know, if you're new to this, or if you're whatever, and maybe you're not a social media guy. Congratulations, you have officially won, because it's hard. You can be so sucked into social media, and it's the rabbit hole, man. You can, before you know it, you've already went down 8 holes, and you don't even know which direction you've gone, and it's so hard to really get great information, truthful information from social media. So just be real careful with that. That's one of those things. Now, one other thing with social media that I think is fantastic with Facebook, that if you are, like I said, a new writer, or maybe you're just a writer, maybe you're picking this up for the first time, and maybe you're looking for some gear, or you're just looking for things, or you're looking for a good deal, man, I tell you what, and like I said, I would never really ever be endorsed by Facebook or any of that type of stuff. I don't like any of it, to be quite honest with you, but Facebook Marketplace is fantastic for finding everything, especially motorcycles. So much better than Craigslist. Guys are a lot better on selling their bikes and stuff, and they post a whole lot more pictures, and it's a lot more non-shady than Craigslist that's out there. And just check it out, because a lot of these groups actually sell motorcycles. There are a lot of these groups like KTM, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, you name it. There's a group. There's a group for everything. Just basically in the search bar, just look up groups, and you can also look for your area too. Like, you know, here I'm in North Texas. There's lots of dual sport and adventure rider guys that are around here in Texas. They're everywhere, and you can find it in your area. So don't think that you're alone for where you're at. Just dig in, man. You can find it 100%. And if you need help, man, don't forget 690adb@gmail.com. Now, moving on from social media, what I'd like to do is move over into adventure bikes, because adventure bikes are super hot right now, and especially new riders, they're always looking around, and I get lots and lots of emails. You know, I know I've taken 2 weeks off from my YouTube channel, so if you're a YouTube follower, I apologize. You're getting to hear me firsthand, and I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. I own a company, and I'm very busy, so I need a little time. I was getting a little burnout, but I really do like doing this stuff, because, you know, I get a lot of people that email me and stuff and ask lots and lots of questions, not just dual sport adventure bikes, but also dirt bikes too. I'm not super big in the dirt bike stuff, because I'm just not real knowledgeable in that area. I'm trying to learn a whole lot more. I got buddies over at KTM North Texas, slmracing.com. They're a KTM dealership, a lot more than just KTM. You know, they're Sherco, Gas, all that stuff, and those guys are hardcore, and they're way more hardcore than me, but they've been, you know, a little bit here and there. I try to pick their brains as much as I can when I get over there to get more knowledgeable, but when it comes to the adventure and dual sport side, I'm pretty good. I know quite a bit. So, but for new riders and stuff, I get asked all the time, what is a great motorcycle? What should I get? What should I get, man? I just got my endorsement, and I really want to do it, but I don't want to break the bank, but I really want to get a bike that's going to be pretty reliable, and it's going to take care of me, and I can get out and I can travel, you know, but I don't want to travel too much, but I don't want to do too much dirt, but I want to kind of do technical, but I don't really want to do technical, you know, and it's so rounded, you know, with all the questions that I get. And it's in the first thing that I always tell everybody when they first, you know, send me the email is thank you, because that means that you actually have either watched a video, got information from a podcast or a video, and you're pretty sincere about what you're doing. And I've never really gotten a hateful email, knock on wood, thank God. And thank you for everybody being fantastic. But the first thing I get is they're like, well, hey, I want to get an adventure bike. I see what you do, and I see your videos, and we appreciate, you know, and thank you for making the videos, and I want to get out and I want to do it. You know, I want to either two up with my girl, or I just want to do my own thing. And, you know, what do I get? Well, the first thing I ask him is like, well, what do you want to do with it? A motorcycle is a tool, man. It's a tool. And the question is every tool is not perfect for every job. You don't buy a hammer to cinch down a bolt. You know what I'm saying? So, but you also don't use a set of vice grips to hammer in a nail. Well, I've done it before, but I'm just saying it doesn't make much sense. So that's basically when I ask them, what do you really want to do with this thing? What do you want to do with this tool? Do you want to do a lot of street? Do you just want to kind of ride around the neighborhood? Do you want to go to the store? Do you want to travel and stay in hotels? Do you want to pack gear on the back? Do you want to camp off of your motorcycle? What kind of dirt are you wanting to do? There's about 10 different levels of dirt riding. What kind of road riding do you want to do? How far do you want to travel? Where do you want to go to? What do you want to see? What is it that you want to do with your tool? And then I usually get the email back. I never really got that deep into it. Well, you got to. Well, you don't have to. But these are the things that I am always constantly thinking of when I'm thinking about motorcycles and when I'm thinking about maybe getting another motorcycle. And the first motorcycle that I'm going to talk about is I got to ride it at the KTM Ride Days about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And man, I cannot say enough about this bike. And it gets me really excited for the next one that's coming out. And it should be later this year or coming into next year, based off of what, you know, rumors and things that we've heard is, you know, once you get the information. So the bikes that I'm going to give you today are pretty well-rounded bikes. They'll do just about anything that you want to do to a point. You can make any motorcycle go anywhere depending on how aggressive and how, you know, mindset your mind is set on when you're wanting to do it. You can take a Honda Rebel, you know, up a Jeep Pass if you want to, you know, not saying it's recommended, but you can do it. So, but the first bike that I'm going to talk about, and there's about three bikes that I'm going to talk about that I think are just perfect for everybody, not just new riders, but really the new riders. These things are really fantastic, and you're not going to break the bank. The first one's going to be around $6,000, and it's just making waves, and it's just crushing. And the reason I want to put it out there is because I got to ride it, and it was so much fun, and it had so much great little zippy, peppy power that not only that, Jay Masterson has a buddy. They're traveling right now, and they're on one. The KTM 390 Adventure. And I can't say enough about that bike. I got to ride it and just smiles. You know, you're like, going, "Ew, it's a 390. It's not big enough." Well, here's the deal. I hate to break the news to you. It cruised 70 miles an hour pretty easy. And I'm about a 210 frame and right at almost 6 foot. And it just pushed me with no problem. And I'm telling you what, it would have been perfect on gear with everything. I like the suspension on it. It wasn't too soft. It wasn't too stiff. The rear suspension now is not adjustable, but the front is. But I can honestly say the windscreen, the way that it sits, the ergonomics, just the way that it felt, it didn't feel tippy. It felt nice and balanced. You know, the only thing that I didn't like about the bike are the tires that are on it. I don't like cast wheels. I don't like them. You know, they're not, that's not my thing. I like spoke wheels because spoke screams, I can do pretty much anything with it. Now you can do it with the cast wheel and go off road. You could get some knobbies for it. You know, it's a 1917 inch setup on that bike. But my thing is you can get a spoke setup. It just means you're going to pay more money for it. But the bike is fantastic. And it's 6,000 something bucks brand new with a KTM warranty and the whole nine yards. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic bike. And it's super, super fun. The throttle response is nice. It feels good. Everybody that likes to have their feet on the ground, it's just low enough, but yet it's still got plenty of clearance underneath it. And so much fun. The TFT screen, I don't know, just all of it. The seat blew me away. Super comfortable. I couldn't believe it. And for KTM, my KTM 690 R garbage. That's the first thing I got rid of. It's like riding a 2x4. But that 390 Adventure, fantastic. Super, super nice. And like I said, for the price, you really can't go wrong. So if you're new and you're thinking about maybe an adventure bike, this is one that's perfectly sized. It'll allow you to basically, you can conquer really anything on with it, but I think it was more designed for smaller jaunts, you know, maybe 4 or 5 day runs. You could do more than that. Jay Masterson and his buddy, they've been out for 2 weeks, and heck, they're up in Montana right now, and they started out at Big Bend, Texas. So, and that bike is doing just fine, and it's basically, it's a KLR 650. In a KTM 390 adventure. So, can you punch it down and go see the adventure and get out and see this country? You betcha. That bike will do it 100%. Next bike is a great bike. Definitely needs a couple of mods to it, but overall, it's a total score. It's a total win. The pricing's fantastic. It's about $5,000 and $6,000. Kawasaki X300. That bike is great. Now, we're not talking about dual sport bikes today. We're talking about little adventure bikes. Or adventure bikes that are great for new riders, especially women and men that want to get out and actually see and do some stuff. But that little 300 from Kawasaki is a great, great bike. I did a video on it, and I can't tell you, I had a blast on it. It was just so much fun. It just does the business. It'll do it. You know what I'm saying? I think the KTM is probably set up better for the off-road than the Kawasaki, but overall, it's going to do what your capabilities are. So understand, you know, most of the stuff is geared towards the new rider stuff, you know, but an experienced rider, man, he can take a bike anywhere he wants to go. But, nice ground clearance on it. Not too bad. The seat is not fantastic on that bike, but you can always upgrade it just like anything else. You know, you could always strip it down and probably get a seat concept skin for it, put it over there with a nice, you know, memory foam underneath. You know, you can get lots of add-ons for it, crash guards, the whole nine yards. The KTM already comes ready to go out of the box. The X300 is, it's got plenty of power, so it's gonna scoot down the road, you know, with no problem. You know, like I said, with my frame right at 6 foot, just a little over two, it did a great job, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to ride, and the pricing is just right on it. And you can get tons of aftermarket parts, so you can put panniers, you know, boxes, all that stuff on there. Fuel capacity on both bikes are really good, you know, real close to 4 gallons. And these little bikes, they sip gas, but man, they're light enough that if something ever did happen off road, guess what? You can pick it up. That's really the key, picking it up. You get all these guys that are just so bent on, or are just hell bent on taking gigantic bikes off road. I you know what? It's not fair. I was one of those guys, but not anymore. It makes no sense to me. Those bikes, they'll do it. They're just not made for it, and they're so big. And when you get out and see the big countryside, when you're up in elevation, they're just too much. It's just way too much. So keep that in mind. You know, and then, you know, the other is that's great for new riders. The BMW GS310, that's another great little bike. It's perfect. All these bikes are little 300s. And the reason I think 250s are just a little bit, not quite enough power to be an adventure bike. That's my personal opinion. Now you can take that with a grain of salt, but, the GS310, you know, I've had some guys that own them, and they really liked them. They really did. It would be number three on my list. It would be my last choice. But I think it's got plenty of power. It's got BMW behind it, so it's pretty smooth. I haven't heard any really too much negative on that motorcycle. But, you know, and the pricing's right on it too. You know, I think it's like right at $6,000. All these bikes are in that $6,000 range, and just about anybody and their brother can afford one of these things. And most of these have been out for a little while. That they're even like, even the KTM, the 390 Adventures are showing up used. So, you know, and you can pick them up for a really good deal. Now we got to get past this COVID thing because everything's expensive right now. Used because there's nothing used out there very much. And when you do find it, guys want a little bit more than what they're worth. So, you know, shop around, you know, or just go buy it new. Now, between these three bikes, What's my ultimate choice? You guys all know I'm a KTM guy. Come on now. Call KTM in North Texas and go get yourself a brand new KTM 390 Adventure. Put that sucker on order and tell them 690 ADV sent you. I'm kidding. But no, seriously, if you are SLMRacing.com, and those guys will take care of you there. If you are local here to Texas, man, give those guys a call. Don't just use them for, you know, KTM, man. They service and work on every bike that's out there pretty much. So they'll take care of you. Not only that, they ship parts nationwide, so they're really fantastic over there. You got Bert and Todd and all the guys over there. They're super fantastic, and they really, really will. They'll treat you like family. It'll freak you out. But if you're a new rider, those are three adventure bikes. I think the KTM is really overall the best on the market today. I think it's worth every bit its weight in gold and what it cost. I think it's that bike for the small adventure bikes. It's going to be the king. Now, I can't wait for the 490 because I was so impressed with the 390. I think that bump of 100 cc, that's the difference for me. I really do. I think that will be that's going to be my king if they make a 490R. But it remains to be seen, and we'll find out. Who knows? But new riders and stuff like that. Don't forget social media, man. Just be cautious and everything there. You can go to YouTube too. You get lots of great information. You can hit me up anytime, 690ADV@gmail.com. You know, anything. And I'd love to help out as much as I can. And also, you know, don't forget, you know, any bikes too, you know, not just these adventure bikes. If you're looking for dual sport bikes, and let me know, I'll help you out the best I can. But these are the three best small adventure bikes that you can actually do big time travel on. Those are the perfect ones, man. The KTM 390 Adventure, the Kawasaki X300, and the BMW 310 GS. I think those right there, those are all fantastic bikes that aren't going to break the bank. And you can do big adventures on these little things. They're super cool. Guys are out doing it right now. I think you will win 100% with one of these bikes. But anyway, hey, I'm Joe, your host, 690 ADV. And I sure do appreciate you. And sorry it took so long. We're going to try better to get back into it. We've just been so busy. And there's more to life than, I'll get a lot of guys that say, oh, you're crazy, 690. There's more to life than motorcycles, man. But they sure are fantastic, and they sure are amazing, and I love them. And it'll change your life if you let it. But get out, find yourself a little bit of adventure, and be safe out there, man. Be super, super safe. And I appreciate you for listening in. Don't forget youtube.com/690ADV. Also, 690ADV@gmail.com for anything. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Make sure you're part of it. We appreciate you. Get out, find your adventure. 690 out.